Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which, you know, is kind of related to comparative religion as well. And that question is with respect to the difference between the way the Quran describes the Prophet Jesus and the way that the Quran does. You know, there is a fundamental difference between these two descriptions of this great Prophet of God. We would like to kind of examine this to get a better idea of the distinction between the two. So in order to answer this question, we can say that the way that the Bible, describes the Messiah Jesus is fundamentally different from the way that the Quran does. These differences are kind of so vast and so fundamentally distinct that, you know, it amazes a person when he compares them. So we can't examine them in detail, but we can point to a few examples of this. So obviously you've heard of the story in the Bible. There is a case where the Prophet Jesus, he's been mentioned to have gone to a wedding, and in the wedding, wine was being served, and the wine finishes. So according to the Bible. Jesus puts his hand or his finger in water, and he turns it into wine as a miracle, as is mentioned in the Bible as a miracle, right? But, you know, first of all, there's nothing, it also should be mentioned, he does this in response to the request of his mother, who asked him to do it. Right, but this is something, first of all, this is nothing mentioned in the Quran regarding this. And this is something that really is unbecoming of a prophet of God, for him, and also the mother of a prophet of God. We believe that not only are the prophets masum and infallible, but their mothers are also, the greatest and most noblest of women. It should be mentioned, and this is very interesting, that the consumption of alcohol was prohibited in the Sharia and in the religious law of Moses, which was the law ruling in that era, right? And before, this is something that somebody can't say that, okay, perhaps this is for, this is one of those rulings which is in Islam, but in that day, alcohol, consumption of alcohol and intoxicants wasn't prohibited. Now, this is wrong. And it should also be mentioned that the Prophet Jesus, even in the Bible, it's been mentioned that in numerous occasions, he mentions the fact that he follows the law of Moses and Hazrat Musa, right? So this would be a blatant contradiction, first of all, between him, his words and his actions, and also would be a sin, which we believe is unbecoming of the prophets in general, and then this great prophet, Hazrat Jesus, in particular. Well, thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the distinction between the description of Jesus in the Quran and in the Bible. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
Oh.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.